This is the words of any very of a gopi who is very much absorbed in separation mode and say, O Prabhu, O most beloved, you should come and you should come in my heart forever. You should come and take my hands with in your hand forever. Without that I cannot live, survive myself. O Prabhuji, I've heard that you are very kind, very kind. But I don't believe. If you will come and be in my heart, then I can believe. Otherwise I cannot survive myself. Very good. Very good. Oh, now you can. Why you festival? I think it is successful.
Go with a prayer!
All are happy.
Yes.
And so many new devotees have constipated in our this festival. So many. Especially from I want to reminder you all that I cleared that first we should decide our object and then process. I think that you have a clear vision of your object to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal. Or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is clear. And also I have cleared that process of bhakti, beginning from Shraddha, we should adopt this process to achieve rati or mood, bhav. Then your sadhana will be really sadhana. Otherwise, if no object, no process. Only process will not do. Having some goal or a whole process, bhakti, we should develop. So now bhakti has been divided into three. Sadhan bhakti, bhav bhakti, prema bhakti. Our process has sadhan bhakti. But the object of this sadhan bhakti should be rati. How to achieve rati? Achieve rati. That is how Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told. Again, there are two processes for this. What is favorable, you should adopt very strongly. And what is unfavorable, they should be rejected with very strongly. If you are doing, then you must step. And if you are only doing favorable, but not rejecting unfavorable things, your bhakti will be like that. And it will be rotten, and one day it will be finished. Don't go to Vishayi, Mayavadi, Sahajiya and others. Try to be in the line of Śrīla Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, guided by Śrī Rūpa Goswami, Atul Śrīla Prabhupāda Bhakti Siddhānta. So, always be utsahi,
enthusiastic.
Always be like that. Don't be weak. And Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakur is quoting the verses of Śrīla Rūpa Goswami. Utsahat, nishyayat, dharyat, tat-tat karma pravartana, sangat tyagat, sato vritti, sadabari bhakti. Oh, Prabhu, you should explain the meaning. Oh, Prabhu. You should stand up and please. I want to make him a very famous preacher. And his wife. And if he has no
objection,
I may give him.
So Maharaj said two things to understand sadhan and sadhya. We must know the, first of all, the object, our aim of life. And knowing the object, the sadhya, then the process or the sadhana becomes clear. But no sadhya, no sadhana, no clear sadhana. And he said that sadhya should be rati, three kinds of bhakti. Sadhan bhakti, bhav bhakti, prem bhakti. And if bhav bhakti is not the goal of our sadhan bhakti, then that sadhan bhakti will be cut and will evaporate. He said for that there must be anukul and pratikul. We have to know what is favorable in order to achieve that bhav bhakti, and what is unfavorable in our attempts to do it, to accept that which is favorable and to reject out of hand anything which is unfavorable.
If our father, mother, even guru, he is not favorable, he should be at once rejected. Like Prahlad Maharaj rejected his father. Guru.
Father
also, Guru also. And also, Bali Maharaj rejected his Guru. He was not favorable for us. Go on. Okay? So, thank you. So, that's what about Utsahat.
So, Srila Rupa Goswami has given the third verse in Upadesha Mita. Utsaham nishchayataya tatsat kama prapatanat tadat jagat jagat to vitesha vipakti prasiddhiti. That in execution of our sadhan bhakti, that these are most essential. First, utsaham, that we should be enthusiastic. Means that even if we're now getting a very high level of taste, which is coming at the stage of ruchi, but still understanding that, oh, Gurudev, he has given this very special thing. He has given me Nam. He has given me Krishna in the form of name. He has given me Diksha Mantra. And even though I may not be every day feeling so much taste, but with our intelligence, understanding what good fortune that we have, and understanding that if we follow the process, definitely we'll get the result, then with this intelligence we perform enthusiastically. Utsahan. Nishchayat Dayat. Dayat means we should be patient for the result. That the result may not come in a day, but it takes some time to come. So if these two things are there, utsahan, enthusiasm, and patience, understanding that maybe our sukriti may not be so strong from previous lives, but nevertheless, we're so fortunate to come in contact with very good sadhu sangha and bona fide guru. If these two things are there, utsahan and dayat, enthusiasm and patience, then determination will come also. Utsahan nishchayat dayat, tat tat kama pravartana. That we should follow the process, following the activities in the line of our previous acharyas. How they were hearing and chanting, absorbed in the pastimes of Radha Krishna Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Utsahan nishchayat dayat, tat tat kama pravartana. Sangat jagat sato vise. That we should avoid non-devotional association. As Srila Gurudev has explained, especially my body, the impersonalists, and those who are overly attached to sense enjoyment. That especially these two categories of persons that we should avoid. And to follow in the footsteps of our previous acharyas. To follow the footsteps of our previous acharyas, how they were performing their sadhana and bhajan. He Radhe, Radhadevi Ke Kamalite, He Nandas Sundokuta. Actually, this is such high level. To follow like that internally, then this requires a very advanced stage. But at least to follow their instructions and follow in the line of our Guru Vaga, taking shelter of Gurudev, then by Gurudev's mercy, then one day we'll be able to follow them externally and internally.
Thank you. Srila Jiva Goswami is telling that to maintain our life and to come in the process of bhakti, both are needed. What means?
To practice
bhakti yoga
and to maintain our life.
Both are essential. If you are in married life, don't think that always we should observe in sense gratification. This is not for that. Only to maintain our life. By each other's help, we will survive and also we will practice bhakti yoga for this. Try to listen now. Those who are here. This family life is not
or only for enjoying.
For enjoying.
Not only for enjoying.
It is for helping each other and going and developing our Krishna consciousness. Those who are doing so, oh, Krishna will punish them very much. Our this human body has been given by Krishna. Due to his causeless mercy, he has given this body. Only to practice bhakti yoga. So those who are always enjoying family life, oh, Krishna will punish them. He will crush. So you should always remember. Helping each other, wife and husband, not daily changing, divorcing, and you should develop your Krishna consciousness. And that is why he has told. Satang prasangamam vidya samvidau bhavante ritakarana rasayanah katha tajyosanata asu apabhagvatmani sadharati bhakti anukramish. Pundarik, Sivya, you should explain.
Satam prasanganamam vidya samvidau bhavanti ritakarana rasayanah katha tajyosanata asu apabhagvatmani sadharati bhakti anukramishyati. In this verse, it is said that those who have desire to advance the path of Krishna consciousness and they want to get rid from the cycle of birth and death, that what they should do, they should go in the association of sadhus, those bona fide saintly persons who are relishing the taste of Krishna consciousness in their heart. What happens there in the association? Satam prasangan mam vidya samvido. They are always discussing about my powerful pastimes, my sweet pastimes, which are so powerful and so potent that they can actually award us the ultimate perfection and cleanse our hearts from all kinds of disease, especially love. Satam prasangan mam vidya samvido. Bhavanti ritakarana rasayana kaha. These pastimes which we hear in the company of sadhu, they are not only powerful and potent, but they are also very sweet. They are very relishable for the ear as well. They are very poetic. When we hear, we will immediately feel the effect that our all anxiety and misery will disappear. Then what will happen? Gradually, the faith, the shraddha, it will intensify in our heart. It will become more strong, and gradually it will become rati, and then further onwards praying. So this is why it is very important that we should go in the shelter, in the association of those saintly persons who have realized that absolute truth, who actually are firmly established in the relationship with the Supreme Lord. Hare
Krishna. More vital point is that, right, my English?
Yes.
More important
it is that Krishna iti yasya giring tan manasadri dikshasti cheta pranati bhishya bhajantamisham susosya bhajana vigyamananda manda nindadi sunnam hridamipsati shankala. Most important thing, how to behave with Vaishnava, to Kanishtha, Madhyam or Upasam. Really they are Madhyam Vaishnava. If they don't behave, they are not Vaishnava. You can. From there.
Krishna iti yasya giritam manasadriyeta. This is a very important verse in the Upadeshamrita by Srila Rupa Goswami. And Srila Gurudev explains that if we cannot follow this verse, we cannot advance one inch in Krishna consciousness. Krishna iti yasya giritam manasadriyeta. Man means mind. For one who's not very serious in Krishna consciousness, for who's a kamistha bhakta, a prakriti bhakta, materialistic bhakta, but who's sometimes chanting Hare Krishna, then we should offer obeisances to him within our mind. If we offer obeisances to such a proud materialistic bhakti with our body, then even if we're in a higher position, he may become puffed up and think that, oh, this is a lower devotee. And so we do it in our mind. Then if dikshasti che pranati bi. If someone has actually taken diksha, not in a what's called anusthanika diksha, simply just swaha swaha, just the external, but not actually following with the heart or following the principles, not like that, but if someone has actually taken diksha and he's actually sincerely following his spiritual master's instructions and the instructions of the previous acharyas, then that person is considered as a madhyama or middle devotee, and we should offer our obeisances to such a person with our body and cooperate in some ways. Then shushushibi, if someone is a pure devotee, a self-realized soul, an uttama mahabhagwat, who's always absorbed 24 hours a day in meditating on the Lord's eightfold pastime, his 24-hour a day pastime, and that person is nindadi, beginning from the offense of criticizing others. If he's free from all faults, beginning with the fault of criticizing others, then one should serve him with his life and soul and be prepared to give his whole head. Such a person can be accepted as a bona fide guru. And only by the grace of and guidance of such a person can one know how to deal with all other devotees and thus make advancement.
Very good. Here Kanishtha Adhikari means, if Kanishtha Adhikari is taking in whole day one even Krishna, what is the meaning? Oh, if he is not Mayavadi, he has not attracted to Mayavad, and he is not Sahajiya, or so much Vishai.
Sense enjoyer.
He is not like so. But he is not very strong like a Madhyam Adhikari. Then he is Kanishtha. And if he is chanting even one name without any initiation, we should regard him by mind.
And if he is not a sense of the right
now. Yes. Everything is complete. So, he is Kanishtha. If he is telling name one, oh, we should know him, our Sajatiya.
Same family.
Oh, in family. But even Dikshit, he is taken initiation, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, five, so many. But he is not favorable. He has so many false ego. I am guru of all. Then he should be rejected. He should be very humble. So, he should be honored. If you are not giving respect, then you are like Kanishtha Adhikari, more than this. And if you are offending, then no sign of, no symptom of any problem. So, we should honor three kinds of Vaishnavas. What Rup Goswami has. If you are not giving proper respect to them, even a Kanishtha Adhikari, if you are not giving proper respect, you cannot develop your Krishna consciousness. So you should try to give respect. At the time of sitting in classes, at the time of prasadam, at that time of any meeting, always try to give proper respect according to their bhakti. It is very favorable for bhakti. Anasaktasya vishyan yatharaham upayunyata nirbandha krishna sambandhe yuktam vairagyam upuchyate. Maharaj, Madhava Maharaj, explain.
So, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained here अनासक्तस्य विषयान् यथारूपयुञ्जत निर्बन्धे कृष्णसम्बन्धे युक्तं वैराग्यम् उच्यते. वाट् इस् युक्त वैराग्य? वैराग्य मीन्स् रिनौन्सियेशन्. देर् आर् टु टैप्स् आफ् वैराग्य, मीन्स् टु टैप् आफ् रिनौन्सियेशन्. वन् इस् काल्ड् फल्गु वैराग्य और् मर्कट वैराग्य. मीन्स् रिनौन्सियेशन् ओन्लि टु शो टु अदर्स्. Just like monkey, they never dress themselves with human beings, not they are making any building, but always they are ready to grab some other thing. Especially if you go in Vrindavan, you can see, if you are passing through any land and you have some fruits or anything, foodstuffs, they look from distance and they will come and call it. When you come nearer, they will grab you, take everything and go away. You could understand they want to grab you from your hand. So this type of vairagya called murkad vairagya. Actually no vairagya at all. Only want to show others that I am so renounced person. And what is yukta vairagya? About this, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur has quoted this slope. That anasaktasya visayan will not be attached too much with your material things. For maintaining your life, which is needed, you'll accept that thing only, not more than that. Anasakta sadhisan jathara upatinyata, which is needed, you can accept that, then you are okay. If you take too much, then it's not good for you. So Srila Rupa Goswami also restricts about this thing in his Upadeshamritam. Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe, and which will do, try to please Krishna. How? Through bona fide Gurudev. If you do so, that whatever you are doing, all your endeavor will go to please Krishna. Be one-pointed, then it is Yukta Vairagya. If Yukta Vairagya, then you will advance in Krishna consciousness very easily. And if you not, only Murkad Vairagya, then you will go down, down, down. And Yukta Vairagya, then you will go gradually higher and higher. And one day will come, then you will get more good association and you can attain the service of Divine Couple, Hare Krishna.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining a very essential thing. If you have given up everything, you have left your wife, children, your wealth, your position, everything, but you have not given up all things, even you have given. Oh, pratishtha. Pratishtha means praise, self-praise, that all should praise me. This ichha,
desire,
is very dangerous. Very dangerous. It is like crocodile. At once it will swallow you. Or it is like sapacharamini.
Prostitute.
Bogus prostitute, like. In a moment she can take your all
wealth and intelligence.
So try to keep it
far away.
Oh, it is the root of all kinds of unwanted things. So always be very careful. Oh, don't even touch, don't touch, and don't look after this. Even by mind, in dream even, if you want to develop, it is very hard to give up. All wants that also praise me. And we will, if any lady comes and I tell her, oh, your baby is very beautiful, but though he is black. His teeth are
coming out.
Out. But if I say, oh, your son is very funny, very beautiful, very beautiful. Or she will be?
Popped up.
So, try to be very far away. If anyone tells that you are bhakta, really, it is good. He is telling truth, but also be careful for this. So anyone being like this, qualified by all these qualities, in morning, in evening, in midday, in night, those who chant Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, continuous in day and night, without any break. Oh, for them no any other sadhana is needed. He is perfect. His sadhana is perfect. Very soon he will obtain that one. So you should try to do like this. Having full faith in name, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. Oh, embodiment of Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna has Radha and Krishna. They have invested their all mercy, all power, all affluences, everything in this name, Hare Krishna. So you should have a very strong faith. By this I will must be happy in my life. After life this also. Ekanta bhakte kirtan smar. So what they will do? If he is one-pointed bhakta, ananya bhakta, Brahman, then kirtan and smaran. He has done samaran. He has heard all these things, all kinds of Vaishnava theory, Vaishnava philosophy, Krishna tattva, Jiva tattva, Maya tattva, Prem tattva, Ras tattva, everything he has heard. Now he is
one-pointed
and always meditating or smaran, remembering. And kirtan, both. And all other bhakti kyans.
Limbs of the bhakti.
Limbs of bhakti has nothing to do. Only saman and kirtan. Day and night. Not for you. Not for you. One day, this is our goal. Now not. But one day when you will be one-pointed like this, knowing all the Vaishnava philosophies, Prem Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Radha Tattva, Krishna Tattva, everything. Then you will be nature. And then he will have no taste in any limbs of bhakti. Only samadam kirtana. Anya parve ruchi nahi hai pravartan. So we should not criticize him in dream even. Otherwise your bhakti will be gone. Bhavera sahita hai Krishna. At that time by remembering and by kirtan, he does the service of Radha and Krishna and Krishna. Always service. Oh, we cannot now realize, but really there is much difference in archan and sevan. What I told.
There's much difference between archan and sevan.
What is sevan? Oh, give it to her. She can explain. No?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Prabhunath Das Goswami Smaran and even Archan of Govardhan Sila is not Archan.
Bhav-seva.
It is Bhav-seva. And Kanishta Madhyam Adhikari, they may do Archan. Their Archan and to serving Gurudev even directly, all are Archan. not bhava seva. It is so hard. But I told Prabhu, you. Mahabharat.
Mahibharat.
Very
good. The worship of the deities, chanting different things are actually archons. But then when you come to a very, very high stage, you become bhava-seva.
What is Raghunath Das Goswami was worshipping and giving offering bhogs to his Girar Shila? What is this?
That's
this is Archan. Why?
Because his mood is Anugatya to Srimati Radhika.
Huh?
His mood is Anugatya to Srimati Radhika.
What is meaning?
He is one pointed in his chanting and remembering in his bhava seva.
He is doing bhava seva. His archan is bhava seva. But our serving also is archan, not bhava seva. So try to realize this. Much different. Don't think that my Gurudev is, he should also worship like me. Don't drag from transcendental world to here that he should chant.
Like
he should chant always like me. Counting his beads, 1 lakh or 2 lakh or 3 lakh. Don't see. Rupa Goswami, I think that he never chanted and counted 1 lakh name. Why? In first name, when he began, Hare Krishna, he was infant. Tears coming, heart melting, and he became unconscious. Like Mahaprabhu, it has been told for Mahaprabhu, always with a sankhya, nirbandha, he used to chant name with his knots of
kopi.
But when he was in unconsciousness and jumping in ocean for 2 days, where was he chanting beads? And how he was doing Hare Krishna? Was he doing? This is the fruit of all the bhakti limbs.
But if anyone is on the level of bhava or more, he can do seva. He will do bhava seva.
Yes.
Before that, we are doing archan.
Archan. All are archan. Your guru seva, everything is archan. And he, he is not madhyam adhikari now. He has become uttam adhikari.
But madhyam adhikari also archan.
Yes. To some extent. If he is madhyam kanishta or madhyam, and if he is going to be uttam adhikari, then he has passed that way, and his archan is bhava seva.
Bhava
seva and bhajan, then? No. It is above sadhana. Though Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they were practicing bhakti yoga, but they are so much above the level of sadhana.
Yes, bhava seva or bhajan.
Yes, bhajan is like that. Bhajan. Our bhajan is archan. And their archan is
bhajan.
So bhaver sahit hai krishna sevan, swarasya ki bhav krame hai uddipan. And then swarasya ki. Uddipan. What is the meaning of swarasati? Swabhav natural. To serve Radha and Krishna conjugal for 8 part of day and night. He is going. He is sitting here. He is not here. He is with Krishna where Krishna is with Radhika. Where Krishna now? Discover. Krishna has returned from cowherding. Jasoda Mai's seeing any scratch in his mouth. No? In mouth. And taking his all
bad things.
Bad things. Balaya lena. I'm taking. My son should be okay. Like this. And in the meantime, Madhumangal may come. Oh, I know why this crash is. And Krishna, oh, like, not like this.
Oh, bhai. Bhai.
And after this, Krishna goes to milk cows. Milking cows. And some wrestling with friends. Sometimes Siddham may defeat at that time. And after that he will come and take bath and Yashoda Maiya gives so much prasadam with all friends. And what Radhika? Radhika is repenting in his home. And very unfortunate. Because I cannot meet Krishna alone. Never and never. In morning, in night, or sleeping with Mother Yashoda. And after that cowherding with so lakhs and lakhs
Sakha's
friends. And after that coming in the life of Yashoda. So I am unfortunate, so much unfortunate. She is cooking some manohar laddu, amrit keli, gotika and so many things. And sends it to Krishna in Yashoda Bhavan.
Nanda
Bhavan. And they are enjoying all this. And Radhika is so much
lamenting.
At this time, this is that time. And he will at once by his Siddhate will go and serve Radhika. Ospetting Radhika, weeping Radhika, consoling and serving. Oh, this sadhak will do. This is how my seva.
Sarasiki.
Swarasaki. Gau Prema. I have told everything. You should try to take in your heart.
One more thing, Shiva. Shamarani.
After this, I don't know anything.
Gau Prema.
The devotees are asking that our advancement in bhakti comes from the mercy of Guru, but also it depends on our sukritis and sanskars.
Somewhat.
So
Sukriti also comes from their association.
Is the mercy of the Guru limited by our own lack of Sukritis and Sanskars? Does the mercy of the Guru depend upon our amount of Sukritis and Sanskars?
It may be in some case. But it is always Nirankush. Nirankush means?
Uncontrolled.
Uncontrolled by anyone. It may come to any loafer person. Bogus person.
Hari Om! Hari Om!
Krishna Murti, that is called Ahetuki.
Unconditional, causeless.
Causeless. But sometimes cause. But their mercy and everything is causeless. He may tell a loafer person, oh, bring me a glass of water. I know Prabhupada was like this. Some was very lusty. And anyhow, his eyes fell on that person and he told, oh, bring something for me. And he used to bring. And at in the last he was totally changed. Miracle. Gaur Premanande. I like that you, Govinda Paral Prabhu, Ashram Maharaj. Oh. What name?
Mula Prakriti.
Mula Prakriti. You, Prabhu. My Bharat Prabhu and all, you, what you have learned from me, you should try to distribute like me. This is your best ever for your good. For all I am telling this, what you have taken from me, you should try to distribute and to serve. Engage your life in these things. Then your life will be successful. And our also these classes will be now go Ramananda.
Hare Krishna.
Drama play?
Now there will be drama play. Before that, one announcement.
Hello.
The devotees who want to receive Sri Gurudev's Nectarian classes on a regular basis, we are now creating a list, Harikatha list.
Oh, you should not go. I will tell one thing more.
You can fill out a form. Srimati Samarani Dhatri, she has the forms ready. Her assistant Radhika Shasi can also hand you forms. And you can fill it out and follow the instructions, and automatically you will receive on your email address the nectar on a regular basis. Hare Krishna.
Oh, I want that we have now lot of books. Oh, so you should.
Well, you should say. You should say, but then we'll get the detail.
I want. Oh, so many books are there, and now more are going to be published, especially Gita in short form, in so many forms, and other books in so many.